The story that I've picked for this week, it's about alcohol and whether expectant mothers should be drinking alcohol at all and whether it might affect their unborn child down the line. It's been well documented that if an expectant mother drinks too much alcohol, then this can lead to fetal alcohol exposure, which actually affects about 2 in 1,000 live births in Europe and in America. So it's a fairly prevalent disorder, and it's also quite a significant disorder. So in the infants, they then are brought up, they have learning and memory problems, and they also have a predisposition to developing psychiatric conditions and even having drug addiction problems later in life themselves. So generally speaking, your GP will say, no, do not drink if you are pregnant. But there hasn't been really any robust data to date on whether moderate drinking, so about 3 to 7 glasses of wine a week, would actually detrimentally affect the child later on in life. But researchers in Bristol have just published in the British Medical Journal Open a really big study that's been looking at almost 7,000 infants over a 10-year period. They were looking at one particular aspect of behaviour in these children, and that was, rather ironically, I think, balance. The development of fine motor control and balance is one of the main things that the brain during development is focusing on. The researchers asked these 7,000 children that were 10 years old to walk along a little beam and recorded how balanced they were. And they also got them to stand on one leg. And then they took that data and they cross-referenced it with self-reports from the mothers how much alcohol they were drinking. And rather surprisingly, the scientists found that those mothers that were drinking 3 to 7 glasses of wine a week, so a glass of wine a night almost, their children had significantly improved balance 10 years down the line. The scientists emphasised the fact that this data is not saying that you should drink a glass of wine a night when you're pregnant in order to produce a well-balanced child. They delved deeper into the data because they were quite surprised by this finding, and they found that the mothers that were drinking moderate amounts of alcohol, as they classed it, had a higher socioeconomic background and a higher level of education. And this may in some way be linked with the infant's balanced development. Possibly they were having more after-school activities and developing their balance and their motor control.
So they were on the Chardonnay rather than the Blue Nun. The thing is, though, is balance a sensitive measure then? Because if you find there's no effect, are you measuring the right thing?
Well, exactly. Whether that's the most telling outcome to actually measure is a question, and it's a good question to raise.
I'm a bit concerned because I think this is going to lead to more people saying, one minute we're told don't drink at all, the next minute we're being told it's okay. And I think we really do need some clear evidence one way or the other with the sorts of questions that you've been raising in that story actually being addressed. Thanks for that, Hannah.